Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
Oh, okay, thanks,
Yes.
John.
How'd you get on with your eye?
In my own little way. Well, I've had a lot of troubles. Even now, you know.
Are they better or getting
Don't think
better?
I'll ever be the same again, really.
No.
Ever. Struggling now, don't I? Well, I had to go to Westbourne in the end and have some laser. You know, because they
Yes.
were all hemorrhaging at the back. But now I'm seeing four of everything or more, multiple sort of vision.
So you've got four husbands now.
Oh God,
Aren't you
no.
lucky?
Yeah, four husbands asleep.
Oh,
He's been a great help to me.
I see. Yeah, we would have got the four quid in front of you in the office if there wasn't a lot left.
No, not really. No, but Ken's not what you call very helpful, if you know what I mean.
Particularly backing out of Rachel.
Well, I don't know what he thinks, really. He's so used to me doing everything,
All
that's
of it, yeah.
that is my fault, I suppose. But then I'm used to him doing all the sort of gardening and I mean, I wouldn't think of doing that or decorating, you see.
He's got a lot of matches this week. He was on duty last night from 6 to 10. This morning he's got a match. Tonight he's got a match. One Wednesday, one Friday morning. Start all or nothing at all down there.
Yeah.
Come to the end
What
of
have
the
you got to
season,
tell
though,
them?
and they've got a lot to get in, you know, before they
Where
start going
from?
outdoors.
Sitting there.
Because I tell you, Teddy at the
That's
moment
where
this week,
Ken and
all
Zara
bowls
went on
on
Saturday
TV. Did you know that, Graham?
Sorry, you were.
World bowls on TV this week.
Oh, is there?
Every day, from, you
Did
know.
you keep them awake?
So, of course, I mean.
Did you keep her awake to watch it?
Well, I keep threatening him if he does fall asleep, I'm not going to wake him up. It's funny how he manages to sort of keep awake. And when it comes on, sometimes it's on for a session, they don't drop off. I won't. That's coming from Preston. It used to be in Bournemouth. They had it at Bournemouth for quite a few years. But David was playing yesterday and Kettering was playing, but David lost.
Could you have coffee, Preston?
Yes, please.
Because you know, you're sitting here saying, you know, all good wood and, oh, it's too wide or it's too short or.
How have you been?
All right.
Good. Thanks, Hazel.
Do you
Yeah.
want any more?
No, thank you, love.
We decided now that you mustn't treat me like a child.
When did your baby feel fantastic? Well, you know what I mean.
Did you see? You see what I said?
Could be a bit
Yes,
nervous
I heard what you
about
said.
it.
I'm just wondering why.
Hazel thinks you shouldn't treat me like a child.
Do you, Hazel?
I should just let her get on with it, Ray. Let's see if she realises what she's missing. She will, isn't it? Yes, you know what I mean.
Well, I do
Well,
enough.
I do let her get on with it, but I have to make sure that she doesn't
Wait, wait for
overdo
it,
it, you
wait
see.
for it.
And end up falling flat on her face or something like that.
Should be a good thing, actually. Not sure how she's to complain about everything
That's
you're doing
right.
for her.
Look after me.
She might appreciate you,
Yeah.
definitely.
Actually, I don't really mind him looking after me. He's very good, but I don't like being treated like a child.
You're not
Well, I'm
treated.
sure he don't treat you like that. I wouldn't mind someone doing the cooking. I hear you're a good cook.
Oh, he loves cooking.
Well, that's what's annoying
That's
me. She's
fine.
Not allowed to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't stop her doing it if she wants to.
Anne
Oh,
hasn't.
Graham.
Yes.
Anne hasn't done a lot of cooking for a long time, though, have you really? Because of the
I do.
Oh yes, yes. She gets the evening meals and
evening meals
and often
like
the lunches over weekend.
See, the thing is, you shouldn't be such a good cook, Graham.
That's right.
That's the trouble. That's what I tell everybody when they say to me, "Oh no, you know, we never go out for a meal." I say, "Well, you shouldn't be such a good cook." I mean, there's quite a few husbands I know that absolutely hate meals out. They only like their wife cooking. And I said, "You know, well, if you weren't a good cook, it'd be great to go out and have one."
Ah, oh, but that's no consideration for the cook then, is it? Because she would like to go out and have a meal
yes,
with somebody
that's
else's
it.
Cook, couldn't she? Morning, Zara. How are you? Or is it good afternoon now, isn't it? Yeah. Well, did you enjoy Saturday night?
Yes, quite good. You know that bit where in the last act where they're sometimes sitting together and that was a bit hairy.
They did that quite well.
Yeah. Didn't have an awful lot of trouble with that. Six pages of dialogue which sometimes they're speaking together, sometimes they're speaking alternately and
oh dear.
It was very difficult. Very difficult.
Needs good timing, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And it was a bit sort of
no way.
It's a bit sort of stilted.
Well, there you are.
Apart from that, it all went very well. The set was quite ingenious, I thought. Uh-huh. Yeah. The bed sit was sort of on raised a bit.
Yeah.
The sitting room was on the floor at the stage.
Mm.
And the timing with the doors was very good, I thought.
Yeah.
It all went quite smoothly, that did.
I'm trying to think back who we saw it. I know Terence Alexander was one, and I can't be sure whether it was Patrick Cargill or Nicholas Parsons in the other part. I can't remember.
Bit like him, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you find it much mail?
Oh, a terrific lot of mail, yes.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of it I could just push aside, but one or two pieces I had to deal with or bring home with me. Ring people up.
I don't know if you ever see Lynn do it, because I forget to ask her. I don't know if she's getting on.
She's
doing
it
for
the money.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You did find
out.
Can you go around to Carol's while I'm here?
Not today.
Yes, they're open.
On a Monday?
They are open on a Monday.
Oh, I thought they were closed on a Monday.
No, it's open.
Oh, well, I'll go around and fix an appointment up there.
Put me in for
Wednesday. Well, they always work. And I often think, wasn't that part of the reason why it wasn't on?
Yeah.
Eva
Scott, was he?
Yeah. Oh. Hello, love. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you going? All right.
Good.
Hello.
Hello,
Sarah.
sort out this business of this, the offices that were being let in the Strand Theatre, that people were moving in this week and they got no authority to move in, you see.
Really?
This one, I spoke to Nigel about on the phone on Friday and said he had to stop it, so. So I had to just talk to our solicitors this morning and try and get this sorted out between the two solicitors.
Did you get through to him?
Yes, he's got through. Well, not to him, it's to her, Susan.
Susan.
So, so they, you know, explained the situation to her because it's between the two solicitors to sort out now and get Ridley sorted out before anything can be signed to allow them to move in.
Yeah.
It's a tricky situation actually because
the
lease, well, the people who have the actual lease of the offices have gone out of business in a sense. They're no longer operating. And because they were part of a bigger organisation, that bigger organisation guaranteed the rents. Now this bigger, this other organisation, which wants to put another tenant in as a sublet to their lease, and I am saying, but they haven't got the lease.
Yeah.
Even though they might be part and parcel of the same organisation, they are not the leaseholder, so they can't make the arrangement. So if they want to make the arrangement, they must have the lease assigned to them first. Then we will come to terms with them over allowing them to underlet.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've just been going on as if they are in a position to grant
to do.
And having said that, we haven't at this moment approved an underlet anyway, so.
Yeah.
But you know, the situation is difficult in that if the people did move in, and there's not a lot you can do about it because it would mean that you would have to surrender the lease, which means you've let the guarantors off the hook for paying the rent then, and you're left without a tenant whatsoever. It's trying to get an amicable solution to it.
Darling, will you get me a tea cake and a coffee?
What do you have? Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
117 and 172 again, isn't it? So I will pay that. Yourself that hurts. Put your back out. 172. Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're off, are you?
I'm off now, yes.
Is it exciting at the office? No.
Yeah, well,
Lots of mail.
Interesting situation which I've just explained to Anne, whereby at the weekend there's a set of offices in the Strand Theatre which the company that we're operating from there stop business, but they're part of a much bigger organisation who was guaranteeing the rent, so the rent has been paid even though the office had been vacated. And they wanted to grant an underlet to another body of people to try and reduce the rent they were paying. But it's a difficult situation that we have said, yes, we don't mind you, we don't mind granting you that, but we want to know if you will accept an assignment of the lease from the previous company. Because from our point of view, in 1993, we have to deal with somebody over a revision of the rent. And if the company doesn't exist, it makes it very difficult. So these people were going to move in at the weekend, so to put a stop to that, because they had no authority to move in, you see, until the solicitors try and get this thing sorted out. But it leaves you in an interesting situation, in that if they had moved in, what do you do? Cancel the lease and get them out, which means that the guarantor no longer has to pay you the rent. So you don't really want to forgo that either. Yeah, yes.
Very,
however,
very
it'll all come out.
It'll all come out in the wash, I guess.
Yes. So there we are.
Well, thank you for your company this morning, madam.
Thank you, yes. It was nice, and I enjoyed sitting with you.
You weren't that busy, so we were able to devote a little bit of
time.
Oh,
just.
It's lovely.
Very good.
It's very nice.
So we'll go home now.
Yeah. We go home.
To a nice, clean house, shall we?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice when you walk in and it's all
lovely
clean.
And sparkling.
Right, yeah.
Look after yourself.
Well, she was let off lightly this morning because there was hardly any ironing to be done, you see, because I haven't worn shorts all week, really.
So she can have an extra.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye, honey.